CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. The 8 Republicans running for a Colorado U.S. Senate seat met for a discussion in Weld County last night. The candidates were generally united in their disapproval of President Biden's policies, but divided on the question of whether the president legitimately won his election. 2 said the election was stolen, 3 avoided the question, and 3 said the election was free of fraud. And many, like construction company owner Joe O'Day, said it's time to move on.
Biden's our president. He's a lousy president. And we need to stay focused this year on his agenda and his partner in crime, Michael Bennett.
Incumbent Senator Michael Bennett is running for a third term in the Senate. He has one challenger in the Democratic primary. Colorado's Democratic State Senate President Leroy Garcia is stepping down from the state legislature to take a job at the Pentagon. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Garcia is a Marine Corps veteran and the first Latino to serve as Senate president. He took the helm 3 years ago after Democrats regained control of the chamber. Garcia was born and raised in Pueblo and championed Southern Colorado at the Capitol. He's also taken more moderate stances than other Democrats on issues like gun control. Because of term limits, this was his last year at the State House. Senate Democrats will now have to pick a new president, while party officials in his district will meet soon to select a replacement for his Senate seat. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
UC Health is starting a new program to help with staffing shortages by funding educational opportunities for its staff. Employees are now eligible for the Ascend Career Program, which will cover 100% of tuition for select clinical programs, high school diplomas, and English learning. David Maffey is UC Health's Chief Diversity Officer.
We believe in this program. It's over the course of the first 4 years, we believe that we're going to be investing somewhere between $35 and $50 million, depending on how many people participate in the program.
The move comes as health systems deal with large numbers of staffers leaving and a record number of patients. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.